78.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 South heading onto K-96 East. It's jammed up starting at 37th Street. Also, watch for construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street with a backup to the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. After a bumpy Thursday evening, we get a fantastic Friday. Lots of sunshine, lighter winds from the east, 10 to 15, and a high of 77. Clouds return tonight, 53 is the low, and then here we go again. Showers and storms are likely both Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, and those could be severe. Otherwise, a warm weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and near 80 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan where you go... You know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes, and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Jim Rome Show. Rory McIlroy said it best after becoming just the fourth player to ever go back-to-back at the Masters. Quote, I don't make it easy. And despite last year's win, his demons had returned. But instead of choking, he crushed Amen Corner and ripped another green jacket.
Jim Rome, afternoons at 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
Hey, you can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
95.5 WPET, you got Peter the Riff Griff shocking you and rocking you while I'm sitting here talking to you. It's 75 and sunny, which means our street squad's going to be out looking for them super stickers. If you don't got one, get down to Linoleum Depot this Saturday from 9 to 2. I'll be there hooking you up. Slap one on your car, win $100. Now I'm looking around and I'm seeing the spin doctors with not one but two princes.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Glad to have you with us on Sports Daily. It is another hour. We've got Jalen Thompson. He'll get us ready for the Royals weekend coming up in just a little bit. We'll continue to discuss the Chiefs draft here, get you some some final thoughts on their draft, looking ahead and looking at the rest of the first round and what we thought. It is a draft heavy show because you got a couple of draft junkies in here. We love the draft. It's a blast. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Have a brew with a view on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour on WBC's East Patio or grab a pizza outside shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer. Made here. The phone lines are open, 869-1240. You can reach the show on our comments, on our video stream, Facebook, YouTube X. Thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app as well, where you can leave us voice messages. You can do that here on this either. Paul, I'm looking at a lot of Peter Woods. It seems like people love the player. Seems like people love Peter Woods, the player. So again, I think sometimes when we go back and we look at these drafts and you do everything, the question has to start with, is it a good player? Like when can you remember a time that 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road or whenever, we look back on a player that's great in the NFL and say, yeah, but you remember when they took him, they might have taken him around too early. Or they could have, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
We do this with the draft only like right now. And then all that ever really matters is that a good player? Is that a great player or not?
Well, I mean, the Patriots could have probably gotten Tom Brady
in the eighth round instead of the seventh round instead of the sixth round. So, I mean, I guess you can always say that. But, great players are going to show their colors and their work ethic and whatever it takes. And all these guys are not going to be stars in the NFL. All these guys aren't. There's going to be some of these guys who are not even going to be in the NFL, 3 years from now. So, this is an inexact science, as you know. So we take it with a grain of salt. Everything you and I talk about is our opinion. Now, granted, there's a little bit of education. There's a little bit of experience. A little bit of time's gone through with a draft or two in our day as we have followed. And we have a little bit of knowledge about how this process works. And which is why they're able to rank these guys, say this guy should be in this part of the draft, this guy should be in that part of the draft, this guy should maybe not even be in the draft, or maybe a late round at the very – I mean, there's all kinds of things and ways to put this. So this is not an exact science, obviously, but I'll tell you what, there's always enough information out there that you can glean something, and that's the same with Peter Wood. The more you look at this kid, the more you're probably going to like him. And the fact is that the Chiefs, I gotta think they examined everything that's available that's after that pick. And Keldrick Falk, we talked about him in the last segment. I look at that guy and I says, I would have had no problem with that pick either. But I don't know that I'm saying that we had any problem with Peter Wood. I don't have a problem with Peter Woods. I think he could be a dynamic player. And now that I have put together the fact that Chris Jones is 32. That's getting up there. There's not a lot of years left, not a lot of great productive years. I'm just saying, and chance for injury. I'm saying this may have been a lot smarter move than on first blush. How's that for being totally honest?
Yeah, look, Again, I try to be honest with it. There are people out there that truly evaluate all these players, and I appreciate them greatly because that's what we rely on now, right? When I was younger, I actually did a lot of research and looked in and dug in, and I had opinions on all these players. But I can't tell you what I think of the defensive tackle from Clemson other than what I've read other people say about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where the draft becomes, like the strategies and all those things become fascinating. But at the end of the day, I don't want to overthink, like, if your team comes away with a bunch of good players, it was a good draft. Like at the end of the day, you just have to collect as many good players as you can collect. And it may leave you with holes in places that you've got to then work through the rest of the way. How the Chiefs have had an edge rushing issue for a long, long time. And they're probably not going to solve it in this draft at this point. Okay. So we know that. But did you get a Pro Bowl defensive tackle at that cost, despite it? Did you get a replacement in the secondary for one of the best corners in the league? Then yeah, it's probably worth it. We have to just trust some of that. Now, they've got another strategic, fascinating decision coming at wide receiver today that we'll talk about as we make our way through and the expectations. But Paul, after this year, there's a good chance they don't have Rashi Rice and they don't have Travis Kelce. So, I mean, is that a bigger need now than even edge rusher is? I think it probably is. They took Jalen Royals last year. We didn't even get a look at him. Xavier Worthy got hurt to begin the year. He hasn't really taken off the way we thought. That's where you look at it and you're like, man, Peter Woods might be great, but they really need a wide receiver.
Right.
And, could they have found one there? Could they have gotten their guy? Is there a guy they love, but they know they can get him later? That's where the draft becomes fun. Maybe there's a player here that's on the list. Now, if you go and look at your lists for wide receivers, the next wave of them is a little further down the board here. Maybe that's a trade down opportunity to try to reacquire a third round pick for the Chiefs. Hell, Paul, maybe they take another corner. Maybe they take a defensive lineman here. Lee Hunter, Caden McDonald. Lee Hunter, if you watched Big 12, is the other defensive lineman with Bailey that was really good at Texas Tech. There are true edge rushers inside, you know, the top 15 or so players that people like right now. So I'll tell you that what really is breaking my heart, Paul, is that my hope for Jacob Rodriguez to land in either Kansas City or Dallas is fading. I don't think the Chiefs now could take him at 40. And Dallas doesn't have a pick for a while. That's what's hurting me today.
Ah, geez.
Really, really, really want him.
Yeah, I hate to see you in such pain.
He's not lasting to the Cowboys at 92 in the third. Now, they could trade up. They need a linebacker. They could trade up. We'll get to the Cowboys, by the way, in the next segment. The Chiefs at 40, they don't really need that. There's no way. As much as Patrick Mahomes might be in their ear to go get him, that's just not a need for them. It's going to be interesting. I think if I had to bet a dollar, let's bet a dollar, Paul, on what we think the Chiefs will do in this round.
All right.
If I had to bet a dollar, I will bet that they trade down.
That might not be.
I'll bet you the next pick that they make is a wide receiver. And I think they'll trade down before they make it.
That's interesting. Okay, I think I'll take that bet. And I'm going to predict, can I give you a bigger case, a bet in other words, of several different positions, do I have to pick one position?
Well, I mean, we're betting a dollar, Paul. You can't, I mean, I could say five different things. You got to give me your most likely scenario.
Okay, I'm just going to go with what I think could be the obvious. I think they're going to use that pick. And I think they're going to take the best edge rusher that is available at that time.
So you think edge rusher at 40?
I'm just saying it's the odd.
I think wide receiver, and they don't make pick 40. So that's what we've got as predictions tonight.
I almost went with wide receiver. And by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere some tight end slides in there. Listen, just a few days ago, you and I were talking about Kenyon Sadiq, the kid out of Oregon, a tight end, who is a blazer at that position. I mean, he runs well, he catches well.
The Jets, one of the Jets' three first-round picks.
There you go. And that kid's a player, and he's going to end up being a great player, a great player in the NFL. And he's that tight end. And listen, there's been talk that a tight end is going to be taken in this draft. You know, there's going to be talk about let's get somebody in and that can rub elbows a little bit with that receiver core and learn all the lessons that can be taught through that position. And I just think that I wouldn't be surprised if a tight end was taken because Kelsey's not going to be here forever. One or two years at the most. That's it.
All right, so we'll go back to the draft in just a little bit. When we return, our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, is in to look ahead to the weekend, look ahead to Kansas City. Any hope with what we've seen the last couple of games, or is it spiraling out of control? We'll talk to Jalen when we return on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Sports Radio KFH.